Hello and welcome to my very first Audio Boom recording on the Audio Boom app, the official Audio Boom app. Does this technically make it my first Audio Boom recording? No, because I use their webpage. But for those of you that are wondering, this is the very first time I have used the Audio Boom app. Now that that has been out of the way and established, I wanted to get into the topic of today's very first post on this app. Okay, point number one. My life proof case is absolutely amazing. Backstory is I dropped my phone on the concrete, about 5.5 feet, maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, onto the solid concrete. Done. I thought for sure I was going to have to, you know, call up and be like, hey, my phone broke, you know, call AT&T on the house phone, be like, my phone broke, what am I going to do? Call Best Buy, blah, 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 blah. Nope, didn't happen. Praise God. I got this life proof case. And it's shock absorbent. It really paid for itself there. It charges charges the iPhone's battery with a push of a button. It paid for itself there too. Use that too. It's just amazing. All right. Okay, point number two. Oh yeah, how did I drop the phone? This is back to point number one. Dropped the phone by my brother's elbow being in my way. Here's the other backstory. I was helping this guy with a car stereo. My brother was too. He was helping this guy. We were helping this fella with a car stereo, helping him install it. And we're there and we're talking and stuff. I gotta pull my phone out. Didn't know his elbow was so close to me, and bam, his elbow hits my phone. My phone goes flying out of my hand, hits the concrete. I'm like, oh no. Okay, so point number two. Okay, point number two. My points about the iOS update. For those of you that don't know, iOS 10 came out. I think it was Tuesday. I got it last night. Started really playing with this. Really playing with it this morning. Blah. So, things I love. The camera. When you take a picture and you go back to photos, it actually now says there's one face or two faces or whatever. Including, they did not take this out, about if it's blurry, well lit, whatever. Not too blurry, whatever, you know. But it also says included one face. So, okay. Now, where's the significant at? Okay, so you've taken four photos, let's say. Okay, go through. Okay, first photo I remember taking was a picture of me. Well, first picture just happens to be a picture of a face. Next picture was a picture of a tree. Okay, no face. Third picture happened to be a picture of my brother. Oh, that one has a face on it. Fourth picture happened to be a picture of a car. That one doesn't have a face on it. Okay, look. This means you can share straight to your Twitter page if you're like me that loves tweeting photos or taking photos. Don't try saying the word tweeting and taking at the same time. It doesn't work. I just tried. Okay. Periscope. If you guys use Periscope, the Periscope app is amazing with iOS 10. The Periscope update sucks on iOS 9, but you run it through iOS 10, it's beautiful. It's like a whole other app. Okay. Some dislikes. I'm not a big fan of the new incorporations of the Messages app, what they've done. They have this touch thing. I don't like it. Not a big fan. App share thing, not a big fan. Okay, not a big fan of those types of things. I tried it. It just didn't seem to do anything for me. So I wasn't a big fan. I've read concerns about the battery life. I haven't noticed much of a battery draw with mine. Maybe a little bit. Okay? Maybe a little bit. So that's not a big deal. I really don't like what iOS 10 did to an app of mine. And it might be to other apps too. I haven't checked yet. But I have a couple apps that are just... I love this app. It's called Quake Monitor. I used to be able to click on this button. It would let me bring up the commentary from like the last, I think it's 30 days. You just let me share tweets on Twitter. Well, you can still do that, but VoiceOver won't read them to you. And the moment you swipe left, there's a done button, no matter how deep you are into it. And if it does trade it to you, it skips. It doesn't tell you what it is the whole way. It goes, earthquake, five. What? It's supposed to be earthquake robot 3.5, for example. So all you hear is a five. Oh, okay. So you want to go back and see what it is. Can't you swipe left? Done. Swipe right. It switches. It switches. Kansas City just had an earthquake. Just now. Now, I don't know if I can do this while I'm in the app, so I'm not going to try. But unless something gets fixed either with this app or with iOS 10, I won't be able to be tweeting earthquake tweets. I'm kind of disappointed. Now, I take that back. I'm not kind of disappointed. I am disappointed. Very disappointed, actually. And I don't exactly know what the problem is. I don't think it's iOS. I think it's got something to do with the compatibility of this app to iOS 10. I'm assuming they have to get an app developed out for iOS 10, but I don't know. Okay. Let me see if I forgot anything. At the present time, I cannot recall anything that I have forgotten. So, I'm going to end this. This is James Clark, Kilo Charlie 3, Charlie Delta Victor KC3 CDV, saying God bless you in Jesus' name. KC3 CDV, clear.